This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The United States is trying to hand over more responsibility to Iraq's new government. For the U.S. military, that means building up Iraqi forces. In a moment, we'll report from some Baghdad streets that Iraq's military now patrols. We will start with U.S. Army Colonel Brian Stevenson. We reached him by phone in Iraq a few days ago. He's chief of operations for the U.S. and its allies. He's been tracking the level of insurgent attacks since last month's election.
We report about 60 attacks a day across the country. And that's attacks against coalition, attacks against the Iraqi army forces, and attacks against civilians. That's at or below pre-election levels.
Let's talk about the insurgents here for a moment. You fought them consistently. A lot have been reported killed. They continue making attacks, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has pointed out they still have a rather large recruiting base. What efforts are you making to ensure that there is a smaller supply of potential insurgents out there?
I think the number one thing that will remove the core of their ability to recruit and train is economic recovery. You know, what we found is that the highest amounts of engagements are in areas where you have the least amount of power, you have the least amount of sewage that works, you have the least amount of jobs. So over time, that in itself is going to be what can chip away at the recruiting base.
There's been $18 billion of American money slated for reconstruction, and so far, for various reasons, only $3 billion has been spent. Sounds like it's pretty important to spend that other $15
billion. Well, there's actually two different fronts that economic development is done on. Oil refineries, those types of large infrastructure items, as they're built, it doesn't solve the problem in itself. Getting sewage lines built into each house in places like Sadr City, that's the hard part. And that's not really what the $18 billion is designed to get. But at the local level of the commander, they do have monies that they're allowed to use for rebuilding schools, factories, those things. That's being done quite successfully.
Are those smaller funds, I believe they're commanders' emergency response funds, being spent as quickly as you can get them?
Oh, they know how to spend that money and get good bang for their buck.
Colonel, you mentioned the Iraqi security forces. Of the Iraqi battalions, 90 or so, as I understand it, how many are trained enough and equipped enough that they are capable of taking over some of the heavy-duty jobs that up to now have been done by U.S. forces mostly?
Well, the Iraqi 40th Brigade took over actual terrain in Baghdad. This is the first time it's happened. The reason they did take over a very difficult area in Baghdad is because they were trained and ready.
Just to understand the geography of Baghdad there, you said they're taking over a section of Baghdad. It's not Sadr City where there has been unrest from time to time, but Iraqis have taken over some other parts of the city.
Yeah, and Sadr City, is, as you know, is a lot to take on. It's only a matter of time before we transfer over more terrain as their capability continues to grow.
I guess that's something that has to be done delicately. Sadr City is a place where Iraqi authorities were in control about this time last year, and insurgents came and took over all the police stations. The police went out the back door. American troops had to come in and fight to regain that area.
Well, there's been, since the organization that trains and equips our forces now started under General Petraeus last summer, there's been a tremendous amount of improvement, not only in those that are trained, but also in the capability. And what we're looking at is ways now to increase their effectiveness even more.
We've been talking to Colonel Brian Stevenson. He's the chief of operations for the multinational corps in Iraq. Colonel, thanks very much.
Thank you.